This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Coach Courtney, you've had the weekend to stew over this loss down at McCracken County. It was, I know, pretty tough to handle, particularly early on there in the first half. And things kind of just got away in a hurry, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Not much has changed since the way I felt about it Friday night. Just didn't come out ready to play and execute for whatever reason. I don't know if we felt like it was going to be a lot easier than it was or if we're intimidated. I don't know. I don't know what the reason it is. We come out, turn the ball right over, give an onside kick, give no resistance defensively as well. So just offense, defense, special teams, just completely, you know, out of sync right off the bat. So it was just really hard after that. I felt like just to kind of slow the bleeding. Caden makes a nice play to kind of, you would think, would kind of maybe help us get back in it, but then they steamroll us right there. We just couldn't get momentum or get much going outside of that one play early on. So just a rough night for us. We got to look to get a lot better.
It's a slippery slope, and when you get on it, it particularly when you're on the road at a 6A school in an environment like that, it's a great environment. You got to give them that.
Right.
It's kind of like coming to Rocket Stadium. I mean, they have a nice home field advantage, particularly when they're playing a team smaller like we are, obviously. And it is a little bit intimidating, but you get on that slope, and, man, it's hard to get off of. It takes a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was for us. I mean, honestly, I thought they were a pretty good team. They were probably a little bit better than I could see on film with them playing the big schools that they had played. The way they were able to handle us up front on both sides of the ball really was more than I expected. They're really good up front. And I knew that they were pretty good outside on both sides of the ball. But they were a little bit better. Everything was a little bit faster, I think, than I expected and the kids expected. So, but, I mean – one thing, though, positive about it is that we get to see that size and that physicality and the kind of faster speed, because it doesn't get a whole lot easier. I mean, it really doesn't. You have Mayfield and Murray and Caldwell that you really need to beat in the district. So, if anything, it at least prepares us and lets us know that the speed and the way that which we're playing is not good enough.
And how much does that play into the fact that you have scheduled? This is the second year we've played McCracken and some other good-sized schools. Does that play into it when you schedule factor it, or is it just availability of teams?
A little bit of both, but we definitely, I mean, if you're stuck in a district with Mayfield and you better, I mean, there's no hiding from anything else now. I mean, you got one of the best teams in the whole state that's right in your district. So you can, it's just to me two philosophies. You can play games that you can win, and you know that does feel good and it's fun, and like you kind of think that you're good, but then you got to go see and prove it against a team like Mayfield. Or you can play teams that you might take lumps and bruises and losses, but trying to get better and trying to eventually get to where you could compete with a team like Mayfield. I think that's just the two ways of thinking. I don't think either one of them is necessarily wrong. They're positive and negatives with both of them. We're really banged up right now, and people could say that's because of our schedule. So I'm not saying that I'm right, but I think the more side of things is you better try to compete against teams that you're going to have to beat.
You know, we've moved the ball now. Eric Quinn had a very respectable night. I mean, almost 200 yards passing. You know, 20 years ago, that was a record setter.
Right.
But we just had nothing on the ground, minus 10 yards net offense on the ground.
Struggling to run the ball, and Quinn still played pretty good, but we missed some easy pitch and catches too to stop some drives. We're not very good on third down. We didn't execute very well, to be honest, just offensively or defensively, obviously. And weren't able to run the ball.
Well, no player of the game on special teams this week, but you did have offense, defense, and linemen. Talk a little bit about those guys and who won those.
Yeah, I thought Caden played pretty well offensively. Obviously, he made
Caden Howard,
yeah. He made a big play, and he did have one drop, but outside of that, pretty much won his battle offensively all night long. that's what we got to have in big games, our best players. We got to have advantages somewhere. And we felt like offensively he did give us an advantage and played pretty well offensively.
Yeah, 137 yards receiving on four catches.
Yeah, and defensively, Trey Taylor, Juice, just did a great job doing his job. Heavy pass offense, he didn't give up much on his side of the field. When it was short stuff and screens, he was getting off blocks and getting the tackles, really playing with great effort. So I thought that he did a really good job and deserved that player of the game. With a team that's that prominent throwing the ball, about everybody out there got picked on or gave up a big play except for him in the secondary. So I thought that he deserved it and played really well and has been doing his job all season long. And then our lineman of the week is Brandon Sassy. Just once again, he just is playing really well for us. He's a big body of ours. I mean, we expect him to be really good up front. He was able to hold his own against the big guys of McCracken, and that's what we need. We need him and others, and just like all the player of the games, to be able to stand up and play against those guys that are bigger. And he did a great job doing that.
Yeah. So we'll go after giving up 84 points in the last couple of games, and now we're going to go over to Hawk Central and see if we can get the ship righted.
Yeah, I hope so. We need to.
Yeah. All right, Coach Courtney, we'll talk more about Hawk Central on Thursday's coaching show. Thank you.
Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy. Located on Main Street in Marion, KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.